get them. But I always want to make sure that I take live calls when I can. So I do want to start with a couple of these questions so I can be sincere when I say, you know, please, I'll do my best. If you send these in by email, my staff compiles them and gives them to me. But I want to be sincere in saying that, yeah, I will do my best to get to these. If you send them in by email and aren't able to join me on the call, that maybe you're going to listen to a replay. So here's one from Jane. It says, Dr. Murphy, I love your teleconferences. Last week you said that you don't recommend stopping your medications until you are feeling better. What do you do to get your patients feeling better before having them stop their medications? Okay, Jane, that's a great question because, Heather, is that you?
I'm here, Dr. Murphy.
Oh, I don't know how you got on this line, but great, thank you. I've been trying hard. We must have some kind of crossed wire because you're on the presentation mode, so that's unusual that you got on here. But thank you. Oh, you're smart. You're so smart. Well, so thank you so much, Heather, for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. Can you share with us a little bit about your fibromyalgia story?
Well, I'm an old one. I was diagnosed in 1994 after a few years of running around with no diagnosis, and I've done just about everything to try to feel better over the years, like acupuncture and massage and craniosacral and reflexology and hypnotherapy and on and on and on, and lots of doctors and prescribed lots of drugs that I really don't like taking, even though I'm an old RN. I just don't believe that you need two problems instead of one if you don't need to go there. I've been prescribed Cymbalta and Lyrica and Baclofen and Gabapentin and Sage, and that's finally one of them ended me up in the hospital with a bowel bleed for 5 days, and I thought, you know what, I'm on the wrong track here all the time. Anyway, I ended up in a holiday in Barbados again, talking to a Bayesian friend on the island, and she said she had a client, she's a massage therapist down there, with fibromyalgia, and I must get in touch with a doctor called Dr. Roger Murphy. So I did my homework on you, and I called you. That was 6 months ago. And I'm doing stuff now, thanks to you, that I haven't done for 21 years. So
that's fantastic.
That's my story.
What's a great story. I love it. I love the fact how, you know, whether it's the universe or God or whatever it is, but you were on vacation in Barbados and struck up a conversation, and next thing you know, you're able to find somebody who had, you know, previously benefited from my protocol. So that's just wonderful. Well, so you were diagnosed with fibromyalgia years and years and years ago. And I think you shared with me that you felt, I guess you almost felt like you'd kind of given up because everything you'd done had not worked. So how many years have you had the diagnosis of fibromyalgia?
Well, exactly since 1994. Pardon me, so 21 years.
Yeah, too long.
A long time. I'm a stubborn Scottish person, so I really never did totally give up.
No, and of course now you're 70 years or young, I think, if I remember right. 70 years
71,
young.
71, yeah.
71, okay. And you certainly have, you certainly don't come off as someone who's 71 because you've got so much energy, at least now you do, and it's so refreshing to interact with you every time I get to it. It just makes me feel good to hear your voice and hear the spunk and the joy that comes out. So I feel so privileged to have worked with you and be working with you now. But tell me, so I think a lot of people out there, Heather, they just give up. And what now? What made you not give up? I mean, because obviously at the age of 71, I mean, you know, you could believe, which I don't believe is true, is you're just getting old and, you know, might as well just give in.
Ah, life's more important than just giving in. I wanted to live. I wanted to enjoy, and I was determined. It wasn't always easy to be so determined when you're feeling so sick, but but the drive was there. I knew there had to be an answer somewhere. It was just a case of trying to find the person that could show me the answer. And that was you.
Yeah. Well, your energy was so low when we first started, and you have some kind of some challenges there at home that you have to deal with, and so that can be very, very much a challenge. And of course, you never complain about it, but I know it's stressful and it's a challenge. But your energy on my scale of 1 to 5, well, actually I guess 0 to 5, was a 1, and you told me you really had very, very little energy. So what was a year ago? What was a typical day like for you with having energy that low?
Ah, tough to get out of bed in the morning. That was a real struggle. But I was just determined, and I also have a husband who needs me to do a lot of things because he's physically disabled, and that was a driving force. And also had lovely grandchildren I wanted to carry on and see and visit. And so lots of nice things that drove me forward. And I tried to always focus on the good stuff, not the awful stuff.
So important, yeah. Mm. Well, looking back on it, what as far as your energy now, so 0 to 10, 0 is where we started, you know, I always ask you these things, but 0 is where we started and 10 is the best. Where would you put your energy now?
I'd put it at about an 8.5, Dr. Murphy. I can actually do gardening for maybe 4 or 5 hours at a stretch. That's
wow.
Been unheard of for me for years.
Yeah.
I just so good. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, fantastic. And then one of the issues, you were really just pretty much an insomniac. I mean, you just really never got good, deep, restorative sleep. And so
no.
You had spent years and years not being able to get a good night's sleep and not being refreshed. And when we started, I guess you probably put that when we first started maybe at maybe even at a 0, I don't remember. But where would you put your sleep now? 0 to 10, 0 is where we started, and 10 is the best.
Oh, I'd say it's a good 7. I can get hours of sleep in a row. And I think that's probably why a lot of my recovery is that I just have that time to regenerate and recover from the day before. I feel so much better in the mornings, and so refreshed when you have a decent sleep. That was a tough one for us to figure out, but you figured it out. You kept switching stuff around, and you got it.
Well, everybody's different, and you were a little bit of a challenge, but you hung in there with me. We figured it out.
With me.
Yeah. Well, tell me about your pain, because your pain was no fun. And so 0 to 10, 0 is the worst. That's where we started, and 10 is the best. Where would you say your pain is now?
I'd say it's probably around the 7, and on a really good day, if I haven't done a lot of heavy stuff, you know, last 2-3 days prior, I can hit a good 8, I'm sure. Yeah,
good.
I have to be
good,
careful
good.
That I don't overdo, because I do set myself back a bit sometimes if I overdo. And I'm trying to learn that carefully. It's really nice to feel good, so you think you can take the world by the tail now, you know? But you have to be careful.
I've got callers on the line, and they're listening to this wonderful 71 year old lady who's out gardening 4 or 5 hours a day and had fibromyalgia, still has it. I mean, it doesn't ever go away. I mean, you're going to have it, but what you do is you get healthy and you put it, you know, you put it in the closet, and if you do it right, it stays there. But I'm listening to you and you're thinking, oh my goodness. Yeah, I'd say she's overdoing it a little bit. But, you know, when you're so right, when you've not felt good for so long, it's hard not to. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, you're supposed to enjoy things. You're supposed to enjoy gardening and playing with your grandkids and doing the things. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you got to keep your eye on those things to keep you going.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, Heather, anything you'd like to share with any of the listeners? I know one of the things that I always like to ask, I guess I'll go ahead and ask you, is what's it been like working with me by phone? Because you're in Canada, I'm in the U.S. What's it like working by phone?
It's been fine. At first I wondered about that, but the schedule that you have had with me, I've always felt, of course, I could always phone you when I had a problem, but I always could rely on the fact that you were going to call and you were going to check to see my progress. There wasn't any problem with that, even at the distance, or getting all my vitamins and whatever I needed by mail either. So it wasn't a problem at all, the distance. But and the staff is just phenomenal. Gina and Gino were amazing. I mean, anything that I needed to order, they just did it so nice. They're just wonderful people.
They are.
Yeah. You feel like you're just kind of part of the whole group there, and they really do care, you know, which is very different from most doctor's offices that I've ever been in over the years. Yeah. And I think that's the standard. When you have fibromyalgia, you go into a doctor and normally you hit the wall right away, and because they don't know what to do with you, you're kind of just a pain in the neck sometimes, you know. And you are sent off with usually a prescription or three and try to get better, you know. And that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. I think what happens is most doctors kind of get frustrated with their fibro patients because they realize what they have doesn't really work, at least not long term, and so they kind of resent their patients. And I think people, you know, you feel that intuitively. You just feel like they don't want you to be there. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, which is the last thing you need when you're desperately trying to get help. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Gina and Gino are fantastic, and they you wouldn't meet two more caring people. I mean, they love what they do. I mean, you know, if I'm working, I may talk to 30, 40, sometimes 40 people a day, and they're talking to even more people a day, and everybody's got fibro, so you can kind of imagine what that day can be like sometimes, because between the fibro fog and people just don't feel good, and at least not initially, and there's, you know, so it can be chaos. And thankfully, I'm just blessed to have them there with me, and for, you know, 7 or 8 years now. So, anything you want to share with us before we finish up? Anything you want to share?
Well, I would just hope that. And encourage people to, first of all, do their homework on your internet page, and I gobbled up your fifth edition of your treating and beating fibromyalgia. That just sort of gave me the picture that I thought was probably the right path to go, and convinced me that I should give it a try. So I think to educate ourselves and do a lot of reading and just go for what you feel is right is important.
Yeah, great advice. Well, Heather, thank you for joining us tonight. I look forward to talking to you soon, and I'm delighted to hear you're out gardening 4 or 5 hours a day. I love it.
Yeah,
great.
I am.
Because that was one of the things you shared with me when I asked you, what do you want to do? What are your goals? And that was one of your goals when we first talked, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was, and here I am. Thanks.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Well, Heather, thank you. Thanks again. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Murphy. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, I don't really know how she got on the call, but it just shows you how determined she is, and she is a very determined person, and you can tell that from listening to our conversation. But it's wonderful that she was able to get on the moderator line. So instead